This is Mia. She says her soon-to-be husband has a problem, and it's sneakers. His habit is taking away from the funds for their wedding. She says he has enough shoes and wants him to stop. This is Simi. He doesn't think he has a problem, and as far as paying for the wedding, he says he has that covered. He's accused of being a fiancé that's fumbling the finances. Will Simi have to put his sneaker addiction to the side, or is Mia overreacting? You get to decide, Madhouse Nation. It's today's case in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
Got Simi on the line. Good morning, Simi.
Hey, what's up, Jessica?
All right, so Simi, your fiance is upset with you. She says that you're spending all of the wedding money on shoes. You want all the Jordans, all the Kobe's, all the LeBrons. What's up with it?
Oh, my gosh. Man, listen, I'm not a sneakerhead, but I am a sneakerhead.
What does that even mean?
Like, when I see something I like, I want it, but I don't have to be at every release. But I know that since we started this, you know, planning the wedding and stuff like that, you know, you have to make sacrifices. So every once in a while, I try to sneak off a payment and pay for something, but my behind, you know, is paying through it through my PayPal account. So every once in a while, it'll pop up a notification on her phone letting her know that I bought some shoes.
So you really aren't making a sacrifice. You're sneaking.
Yeah, I'm sneaking. But everything that needs to be paid for on the wedding is on schedule. I never miss a payment with the photographer. I never miss a payment with the venue. I never miss a payment with the cake person. I never miss a payment with all the festivities that we got going on. So why can't I indulge?
Let me ask you this, Simi. How many pairs of shoes are you buying, like, on a monthly basis?
Just a couple.
A couple is two.
Ooh.
Give me a number, Simi. Stop playing in my courtroom.
It's 4 weeks in a month. It's 7 days in a week. I'm going to say just five, maybe five.
You are buying five pairs of shoes a month. And what is the average cost of these shoes?
Oh, nah, I'm a bargain shopper, but if it's exclusive, the average price is probably about $190 or less.
So you are almost paying $200.
Jessica, you ain't got to put a dollar on
that. Five times a month.
We in math now?
I'm just putting it out there. I'm trying to break it down for you so that maybe you can understand where your fiance is coming from.
I hear it every day from him.
But you say that everything is on schedule and everything is paid for the wedding, and that is why you are still buying these sneakers.
If everything is on, I could see if I was lagging behind payment, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm paying it forward already and everything is on schedule, why can't I just, you know, buy me a pair of shoes here and there when we got the money that's just sitting there?
All right, Simi, I'm ask you one simple question. What is it that you want from your fiance, Mia?
All I want Mia to understand is her husband, her future husband, likes fashion. I like shoes just like she likes Sephora. So every time I see something I like, I want to go buy it. Every time she sees something she likes, she go buy it. I don't ever complain. All I want her to do is understand where I'm coming. If everything is paid for this wedding, why can't I go buy shoes?
All right. We are going to see what Miss Mia has to say about this. And we're going to see if we can get you up out of the doghouse, all right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Miss Jessica's Doghouse here on Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B Power 98. Power 98, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. We are back at it, Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. The case of Simi, the fiance that's fumbling the finances, and Mia. Mia wants her fiance to stop buying all of these sneakers because he's taking money out of their wedding fund. We heard from Simi. Now it's time to hear Mia's side of the story. Good morning, Mia.
Good morning.
All right, you got a little issue going on with your fiance. Y'all are getting ready to get married. You're planning your wedding, right? But he keeps on buying these shoes. Tell us a little bit about it.
All right. So basically, he keeps buying these damn shoes, and I'm sick of it. Like, we can't agree on anything because he continues to buy shoes, especially out of, like, the wedding pot of money, okay?
Uh-huh.
So we have money aside, and he continues to buy the damn shoes, and I'm completely sick of it. The sneakerhead thing is really got to stop. Like, I'm sick of it.
So, Mia, he says that these are, like, exclusive shoes, and he has to buy them when they come out, or else he's not going to be able to get them again.
Okay, well, he just can't get it. That's not a problem for me. We still go ahead to wedding.
And he also says he's got everything for the wedding taken care of.
No. That's, he's, he's sadly mistaken because we do have other expenses and we just can't. Well, he doesn't even have his tux yet. How can he say he has everything?
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Mia, let me ask you this. What is it that you want from your fiance?
I just want him to basically, like, take this seriously and chill out on buying the sneakers. Like, he already goes crazy on clothes already. It's crazy with the sneakers. I'm sick of it.
Oh, like, so it's a sneaker and a clothes issue.
I mean, I don't really mind the clothes issue because, like, I'm really lax on what I buy. Mm-hmm. But him, he's a name brand whore, and I'm sick of it.
Is there a compromise? Is it like, can he get, like, one pair of shoes every month? Or do you just want him to completely stop until you all get done with the wedding?
I mean, until at least the wedding's over. I mean, then he can go back to his daily routine. That's about it.
All right, there it is. We've heard Miss Mia's side of the story. Madhouse Nation, is up to you. Give us a call, 570-WPEG. Let us know if Mia needs to let her fiancé, Simi, out of the doghouse.
Let me tell you why I agree with the guy. Because I know women because I am a woman. He's been doing this before the wedding, so he obviously knows how to manage. He's budgeted well enough to hold down everything that he needs to do for the wedding.
Man, it's totally acceptable because we ain't get to the fact of what's the average cost in shoes. He might be going buying out. He might be buying clearance shoes. They could be $30. They could be $40. You're assuming that every shoe costs $200. We got to read the fine print.
Yeah, man, y'all got to let that man know. Only right.
You want to apologize right now?
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay. Oh.
Go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
I did. That was it.
No, you got to say, I apologize. I'm sorry. You have to be able
I
to say, I'm
sorry. That's even more difficult than actually doing that. Like, I know. I just can't. Like, oh, that's about it. Just,
no,
oh.
You got to do it, bitch. You got
I don't want to be a sport. Okay, I'll say it. Sammy, I apologize.
Case closed.